Woodland Cultural Center have announced that the former residential school, the Mohawk Institute, will have its doors open to the public as part of the organization's commemoration event for Orange Shirt Day or the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation on September 30th. Woodland Cultural Center's artistic director, Jake Jameson, made the announcement during the July 21st Six Nations Elected Council General Finance meeting.
This event is going to feature the grand opening of the former Mohawk Institute residential school building to the public as an interpreted historical museum. So this will be happening on September 30th. Our plans are to have it from 10 a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. It's one of Woodland's flagship events, public events where we host and we highlight who we are now as Indigenous people, showcasing our history, exemplifying the strength of our community and the youth by having local Six Nations elementary school students provide an opening in the language. This event has become a primary destination for the public, government, and businesses to come and learn and listen about the truths of Canada's genocide against Indigenous peoples through the residential school system.
Jameson detailed the plans Woodland Cultural Center has for the upcoming event, including allowing attendees free access into the Mohawk Institute building, as previously virtual tours had been the only access to the site.
After 10 years of work, the Woodland Cultural Center is prepared to host the grand opening of the former Mohawk Institute as a historical museum. It will be a one of its kind in the country. So we're hoping to host a variety of programming, which will feature speakers, our First Nations community leaders, Woodlands leadership, survivors, and government officials, and more. Of course, the main attraction to the event is going to be free self-guided tours of the former Mohawk Institute building. We'll have an interactive Orange Shirt mural project, traditional dance socials, and of course, our landmark Indigenous Art 50th Anniversary Exhibition will be open for audiences.
He says with the grand opening of the building happening, this event is expected to draw in many community members to access and view the former residential school.
So since it's the grand opening of the building and we had about 1,500 people last year, we're estimating that we'll attract around 3,000 people to the Woodland Cultural Center to witness the opening of the residential school building. This also includes Brisk hosts their Every Child Matters March as well. That starts from the Brantford Civic Center. That comes to the Cultural Center. That brings in usually around 500 to 600 people.
Woodland Cultural Center presented its event during this week's General Finance meeting, and Jameson detailed that currently the Cultural Center has sourced over $6,000 to host this year's event, but the organization was denied funding from two of its funders from last year's event, and were requesting support from Council in the amount of $10,000.
We have one commitment of $6,700 from the Department of Canadian Heritage, which was not the full ask that we had got. We were also, I think we were denied TELUS and Downey Wenjack funding as well. So for the money, the funds that we have enough to cover our tent and table rentals, honoraria for our social singers and survivor speakers, and some first aid and insurance coverage. Today we're requesting financial support from the elected council finance committee in a total of $10,000. With this additional support, the center can enhance the impact of our event with the following plans: to provide hospitality to our attending survivors and community members, allow them private seating, an additional canopy coverage separate from the main public spaces, as well as wellness supports. Programming supplies to facilitate our Orange Shirt Mural Activity Project, beads, sinew, leather. Our main price tag is food for event attendees.
Some councillors expressed concerns that the request had only been presented to Six Nations Elected Council, as the museum's mandated communities also include the Wata Mohawk Territory and the Tiandanaga Mohawk Territory. But Six Nations Elected Council moved to pass the motion to support the event with funding up to $10,000 under a provision that Woodland Cultural Center also seeks support from its other mandated communities as well. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.